identity, the value of history, so many things like personal respect for each other, family, community. We've just lost so much. And I realize that time doesn't stand still, and you never want to be here tomorrow. You know, you got to progress and move forward. But we lost the very core, the fiber of those things that made us strong. I think we lost a lot of that when we began to integrate schools. For an instance, what happened when schools were integrated here in Alachua County? They closed Lincoln. Immediately, my brother, Ashira Wynn, and hundreds of others were transported over to Gainesville High School to finish the school year. Couldn't wait till the school year ended even. And so they closed Lincoln. What did that do to this community? Lincoln was the hub of the Black community. Everything took place virtually at Lincoln. The school was accessible. The pride was there. This is where things happened. So that sense of community was lost. You got to remember, Gainesville was not nearly as large as it is now. And I realize that, again, things change. So when you start talking about the things that occurred after integration, we began to lose our identity. And while we are a melting pot, and diversity is extremely important to me, I spent many years working to make sure that organizations I was involved with and worked for were diverse. But at the same time, we began to lose a lot of the identity that got us to this point. And what worries me about our history is that if that's not valued, then we could very easily lose the ground that we've gained. I submit to you that we were gained, that the ground that we, you know, the progress we made was based on those virtues that I'm talking about that we had prior to the integration. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to come across like Ron Karinga or Angela Davis or anybody who's radical about this, but I got to tell you, having attended college, and particularly in North Carolina A&T in the 60s, during the sit-ins, I appreciate why, and I had the privilege to march. They were demonstrating when I got to A&T, and I was scared to death coming from Gainesville. Like, hey, man, he's crazy in Greensboro. And what year was this? That was in 62. Mm-hmm. Ezel, whom I knew, his name, he has an African name now, and I haven't really learned his name, but I knew Ezel.
One of the four lunch counter sitters in February 1960.
Yeah, those guys were really brave. So I walked into that, and it didn't take me long to really get in the groove. When I understood and attended some of the rallies that we were having on campus and those kinds of things, it was becoming clear to me why they were doing what they were doing. By the time I left A&T, it actually, my dormitory was shot up, and they recently tore it down. But for years, we fought them tearing down Scott Hall. They wanted to redo the wall where there were thousands of bullet holes in the wall where some of the guys on campus and the Black Panthers had a shootout with the National Guard in 68 when Martin Luther King was assassinated. And we fought them taking those walls down. That wall down, they eventually tore the building down, but we fought it for years because it was symbolic. It was symbolic as to what happened. So when I got back to my dear old Florida and started graduate school here, I can recall the day that the fire trucks were spraying water on some of the students in front of Tiger Hall, and that was just this big thing in Gainesville, and the paper Gainesville Sun was just it was all over the paper. Students demonstrating, firemen spraying them with water.
What year was that?
That was in about 72. I completed my coursework here in 72.
Was that before or after the Black student walk out to take over the president's office? And
it might have even been during, but
okay.
It was just so my wife and I, we were up in that area. We lived over in Diamond Village, and we looked out and saw the farmer spraying the water, and we just turned around and walked off. And not to diminish demean what was going on, but the point was, we just left a place where people had shot up the dormitory. We had lost two students, and the spring water, and this is a big deal. No, it's not a big deal to us because we were just leaving an environment where we saw real violence taking place.